The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 592.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy we get to spend some time together on this fine day. Hey, it's been really nice that you've been out there telling your friends about the show. It really has made a huge difference. Things are going great on iTunes, and it's because of you. And I hope today's show you want to share as well. I think this topic is one that most of us have some experience with, or maybe you've been telling this quote-unquote story to ourselves. So let me tell you what happened. Not so long ago, I had a discussion with a direct seller who has a pretty sizable team, but she was mainly asking about her first level, the people that she had personally sponsored into her team. And she had this story going that she didn't know was a story at the time. And she was asking, what do I do? I'm out there, I'm working hard, but I can't seem to get my people to do what they need to do unless I'm hand-holding. And she was feeling really like a babysitter and like having to coach people and motivate them to actually work. And the reason I say this applies to most of us is I think a lot of us have stories about how the money comes in or how we get people to take action. So it might be a story like, people are engaged with me because I live stream, or I make sales because I do webinars, or people only want to do one-on-one calls with me. They don't want to have group coaching. So we all have these kind of background stories about what it takes to make the money or what it takes to be successful. And so this direct seller, this direct sales leader, I asked her a couple of questions, and we can all ask ourselves these questions in our own way. And the question I asked her was, did she need hand-holding to work her business? Was she somebody who, if her upline or her sponsor wasn't there, would she quit tomorrow? Or could she work her business without somebody standing by her, motivating her? And she said, oh, no, she could work her business just fine. And most of us ask yourself, and I ask myself, are there people that I follow who I don't have live engagement with? Are there mentors out there that you learn from that you don't have live engagement with? And most of us are pretty used to learning on video now, or you know, maybe reading a certain blog, or sometimes people have email newsletters that you read. So we've had that experience of being consistent followers of people that we don't have a personal relationship with, so to speak, where we actually know them live and in person. So this direct seller told me that, yes, of course she would keep going. She wouldn't quit her business if her upline quit. So what I told her was, I said, this is going to sting a little bit, but I'm going to tell you. So brace yourself. It's going to sting a little bit, but you're going to see why this is important. And I said, what you're really saying, the story you're really telling here, is the story that sounds like this. I'm so good. I'm so motivated. I'm so awesome that it's easy for me to build my business without any hand-holding or support. But my people, they're kind of pathetic, and they're not so good, and they're not as good as me, and they're kind of losers, and they can't really do it unless I'm standing right there holding their hand and babysitting them. I said, is that the story you really want to be telling? Well, of course, you know, after the initial impact, I'm like, oh no, ouch, that did hurt. And of course, I don't want to be telling that story. None of us want to be telling that story. And when we are telling that story, that sounds like, I can't get them motivated unless I'm live streaming. We can't have engagement unless I'm live with them. I can't make sales unless I'm doing a live webinar. I can't make money unless I'm working with them one-on-one. They don't want to motivate themselves to watch videos. They want me there one-on-one. Every time we're telling those stories about our people, that's what we're saying. We're saying, I don't need that because I'm awesome, but they need that because they're not as awesome as me. And I think, particularly in this sandbox, all of us cringe at that story. Because at our very heart, the people who follow this show, they are people who care about others, see the best in others, want people to excel. We're into personal transformation. We're into personal development. We want to see the people who are in our sandbox at their highest light. And when we tell that story, we don't. And so it's time to bust ourselves on that story. I mean, some of you have heard me say in the past, and it probably bears repeating, that I'm not a big fan of the term being of service to people. And I've often thought I need to write a book called The Myth of Service, because so much of us in this industry were saying, well, I just want to be of service, or go out of your way to be of service to people. But the challenge with being, quote unquote, of service is then you're saying that your people need servicing. You're saying they're not fine just as they are. And I don't think any of us want to be telling that story. So what can we do? How can we replace it? How can we make sure that we're seeing our people in the highest light? Well, first of all, make sure to tell the story that they're capable and competent and successful. And in the case of direct sales, I know sometimes you don't have evidence of that on your particular team or in the company. But just because they haven't made it a priority to build their business doesn't mean they're not capable in other areas. You know, they might be very well-versed and have some skills in a particular area, or be in a corporate environment where they're climbing the ladder, or the head of the PTA, or. They could have so many other areas where they're skilled. And that goes for whatever course they may be going through with us. Just because they may not be excelling at what we're teaching them doesn't mean they're not capable of excelling. So first of all, work that brain muscle that says, I attract people who are capable. I attract people who are go-getters. And know that that means they have in their heart that desire and that drive and that ambition for transformation and achievement and joy and personal development and all those things that we're delivering. So the first thing is to start to see them differently. The second thing is to bust ourselves on the limiting stories we're telling about how the money flows and how engagement happens and how followers happen. We have to really get serious about going, okay, really? Is the only way that I can make money live webinars? Really? Is the only way that we can have engagement live streams? And really start identifying and busting ourselves on those stories that keep us chained to doing things one way and don't really allow us to open up all sorts of avenues of income and all sorts of interests and creative outlets. And then the third thing is train your brain. Tell that new story. So the new story sounds like, it's true. I do attract go-getters. I am open to seeing my people in new and exciting ways. I am open to showing up in my business in new and exciting ways. I'm ready to explore this. I'm ready to open my mind to the possibilities. I like the idea of thinking about my world in a new way. I like the idea of thinking about my business in a new way. I like the idea of making money in ways that are fun for me on a consistent basis. I like the idea of knowing that the people I'm attracting are awesome and doing the quote-unquote work and doing the play and showing up in their own way and stepping into their own celebrity just like I'm stepping into mine. And that we are creating an environment where we can all play together, and we're creating a sandbox where we're all learning from and learning with each other. And I like being the container for this sandbox. I like being the one who creates the space where we can all excel. And it feels good to build a following this way, where we all are bringing our gifts to the table. Feels good to build a community and a team and a group of people who are like-minded. And I love the idea that I know I am excelling in my own way and they're excelling in their way too. And we're all supporting each other with emotions and good stories and great brain training thoughts, more so than that hand-to-hand, one-to-one action. We know how to support each other in so many more ways than what's traditionally been offered. And I love the idea that we can do this together and forge this new path together. It's fun to be a brain trainer. It's fun to build my business without limitation. It's fun to build my business with open-ended, awesome ideas all the time, continually, day after day, week after week, month after month. I've got this. And you do. You've totally got this. What fun to be able to know that you are attracting the best people to your sandbox, and you're attracting the best people to your sandbox because you are dedicated to being the best you.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?